Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner and Kate Constable, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today. There's doubleheader tonight, but this one is on the Bills. This is on the Bills to win and Josh Allen to have over 249.5 passing yards boosted to plus 265 at Caesars. What do you think of this one?
I like this one. So far, Josh Allen has not gotten over this passing yard number so far this season, but that's okay. I mean, he's played the Cardinals and the Dolphins, fine teams. The Jags tonight, the reason I think he can get over this is just because the Jags secondary is not all that great. I mean, if you look at on PFF, their cornerbacks and safeties, those two position groups are bottom third in PFF rating. So they've struggled so far. They allowed 338 yards to Tua and the Dolphins just, what was that, last time they played? Last week, in week two. I think that was the Thursday night game. So giving up a ton of yards there. I mean, they faced the Browns earlier. Deshaun Watson, I'm not going to put any stock in that. I mean, Deshaun Watson only threw 186 yards, but that's Deshaun Watson. So what are we even doing here? And if Josh Allen has a big game like this and he's able to go over top and, you know, hit some receivers deep for a bunch of big chunk yardage plays, they're probably fine in the end zone a couple times, and that likely means a win for the Bills. So you're getting some good value here, Matt. I think this is worth it at plus 265.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you like in this game. If you like the Bills in this game, obviously I think it's worth a sprinkle there, half unit or so. Me, I'm probably going to be on the Jaguars. I said there's quite a high chance I'll be on the Jaguars in this game tonight. If you take a look at the total here, 56% of the bets and 83% of the money, last I see, is on the over in this game, which makes me think it could go under. So it's quite a bit of a risk when I'm taking a look at it here. But if you like the Bills, I don't mind it if you want to put something small down on this.
Love that. Get in on this boost, plus 265 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on tonight's doubleheader and everything this NFL season from all of us at BetQL. Also follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Kate Constable and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I'm going to baseball. Baseball is still happening, and I am taking a very simple bet. It's Tristan Casas to get a hit. It's an exciting bet after all of these NFL bets. Just a simple baseball bet and one guy to get a hit. Just great stuff. Tristan Casas has 3 home runs in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. Very exciting. It really tore people away from the football games was to watch Tristan Casas at a team that's not going to make playoffs, hit 3 home runs in one game. He hit 7 hits in his last 10 games as well. 3 of them were in that game. But against Chris Bassett, he has 1 home run in 4 at-bats. So he has hit a home run off of him. So who's to say he can't get just one hit off of him today? Chris Bassett has also allowed 21 hits over his last 3 starts to bring his ERA up to over 4. So I think Tristan Casas can just get at least 1 hit today, maybe 3 home runs again, but just 1 hit. That's minus 160 at BetMGM, so it's not so crazy for Tristan Casas to get a hit today.
I like it, Lucy. I'm going to go back to this Thursday night. I don't even know what day it is. Monday Night Football tonight.
The Jaguars.
We would have a weekend coming up.
It's a really good point.
We have a week ahead of us.
It's Thursday somewhere.
It is. But I'm going to go Bengals and Commanders tonight. And I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase to have a touchdown. This price is not great for a anytime touchdown bet. You're looking at like plus 115, but hey, plus money, right? And Ja'Marr Chase has not found the end zone at all this season. I think he can do that tonight. Like if Ja'Marr Chase is a player that hasn't scored at all, you'd think this number would be a whole lot better, but it's because the books feel like he's getting in the end zone tonight. T. Higgins is back for the Bengals as well, and that's going to open things up in the passing game a little, just because Ja'Marr Chase isn't going to be, you know, doubled the entire game. Also, this is a Commanders defense that is the worst in the league. I talked about the Jaguars secondary not being very good. The Commanders secondary is awful. So Take Ja'Marr Chase to have a touchdown. Maybe take him to have two if you want to get a better price. I think we see a very big Ja'Marr Chase game coming in. He's been quiet this year. 62 yards in the first game of the season, 35 in week two, and no touchdowns. So I think he's going to go off tonight, especially the Bengals. They start the season slow, right? They've lost their last two games in, or their first two games in each of their last 2 years. They get going week three. I think tonight is the night that we see them really get going here.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. You take a look here. Only 23% of bets and 30% of money is on the over in that game. So everybody's betting the under. It's just hugely popular. Now, this is an updated betting split, which I'll be looking out for tonight, just for everybody to know. Follow me on X. You'll have my official plays. I'll post them there closer to kickoff because money comes in all the time, and I like to look at the latest betting splits. But right now, very much looks like I'm going to be in the over on the Bengals game tonight. Like I said, only 23% of bets on the over. I think it might go over just because nobody wants to bet that. And of course, the Commanders, I knew this pretty much all week. I'm going to be betting the Commanders. It's going to make me throw up, obviously, betting on the Commanders. Nobody wants to take them. 40% of bets, 35% of money is on the Commanders, plus +7. So I'm going to take the touchdown, most like with the Commanders tonight. The other game, the Jaguars and the Bills, kind of a toss-up for me. People just really seem to love the Bills, so I'm probably going to take the Jags. They might win this game outright, and of course, probably going to be on the under as well. Take a look at the betting splits closer to game time, but that's my thoughts right now.
Very nice. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost plus +265 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.